Yeah, why do seagulls, why are they seagulls called seagulls? Because if they flew over the bay, they'd be called bagels.
Come here!
Are you on the road, man?
Happy Saturday! And a shout out to the Walter Payton Grizzlets Girls Varsity Volleyball Team.
What did they do, Lou?
They won the Super Sectionals. They're heading downstate. They made it to the Final Four for 3A high school volleyball.
Congratulations to Doodle Dickman. I can't tell you. That
is great
news.
Doodle Dickman and company did outstandingly.
That is fantastic, Lou.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
One proud papa, my friend.
Yeah. And it's just too bad that they're going to get manhandled by the Catholics when they get down there.
Well, that sounds like my Catholic youth there.
St. Francis of Wheaton is going to, it could be ugly.
Did you say St. Francis of Wiener?
Wheaton.
Oh, Wheaton. I got you. Right.
Yes, we're not talking about the priests.
Lou, you have a big announcement to make. Why don't we get it over with? Take it away.
The Bears are going to stop Reggie Bush. They're going to keep him under 100 yards, and we're going to be watching it at the Sovereign.
There you go, the Sovereign. Ding, 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 ding. The Sovereign, Lou, of course, you will not give the address because those who don't know it shouldn't be there.
Yes, and that reminds me of a joke.
Go ahead.
Why did the hipster burn his mouth eating pizza?
Why did that hipster burn his mouth eating pizza, Lou?
Because he was eating it before it was cool.
That's horrible. How much does a hipster weigh, Lou?
Does the scale go that low?
No. He weighs an Instagram.
What has two legs and is red?
What, Lou?
A half a cat.
Knock, knock, Lou.
So, on to football.
I was going to do a knock, knock joke, Lou.
Oh, knock, knock.
I'm doing it. Knock,
I know.
Knock. You do the who's there point.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting
moo!
Cow.
Not Lou, moo.
Moo. Interrupting moo who?
Oh, stop it. Let's move on.
Start all over. Go ahead.
Let's move on, Lou. Lou's picks. Lou, an amazing 3-1 last week, and your superstar on the Bears call. Good job. You thought you were going opposite to your pick online, but you were not. You picked the Bears this game.
Yeah, I'll go figure.
It was the Guido that screwed the pooch. And no, we all three picked the Bears this week.
Oh, okay.
This week the Guido's picking the Lions.
He is.
Yes, the traitor.
He's coding.
So anyway, let's go over last week. You picked the Chiefs over the Bills correctly. You, those Redskins, man, you never can predict what they're going to do, but they beat the Chargers, and you picked the Chargers. You picked right on the Indy Colts over the Houston Texans.
Actually, and the Bears. Minnesota Vikings Thursday.
And the Bears beat
and the Bears.
Green Bay.
The Bears!
So you're 17-20. If you can sweep this week, Lou, you could be over 500.
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Buffalo at Steelers, Bill. Lou, Buffalo, Bill. Go ahead.
Let's go with the Steelers.
The Steelers.
Yes.
Still, Cincinnati at Baltimore.
Cincinnati.
All right. And the Eagles at Green Bay. I'm going to get you on the Green Bay bandwagon here.
Green Bay.
Oh. The Monday night game, Lou, the Miami Dolphins at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, the battle for the panhandle.
Yes.
I mean, neither one of them are anywhere near the panhandle, are they? All right, let's go with Tampa Bay.
All right, Lou. So the Bears in Detroit this Sunday, Lou.
It's going to be outstanding. It's just going to be. I don't know about having Cutler start. I think with the Dominican, whatever his name is, a boy named Sue. I don't want to, act like the Colts or nothing, but I think they keep him out for a game or two. But hey.
I'm right with you with that, Lou. I'll tell you. They make their decisions, not me.
Yes, they do. And Josh McClown, he's ready to go. We know he's ready to go.
That's right. I like to call him Jade McClown after Cade McNown.
Jade McClown. Okay.
That works for Lou.
It works. Lou likes that.
All right. We are on to our No Forks review, the theme
song. And we're going to be reviewing The Godfather.
The Godfather, Lou. And where did you
get from? Avanti. Ding, 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 on Jackson Street, just across the street from Luke's.
I know that place. Oh, ding, ding, ding.
The Godfather. A beautiful Italian beef sandwich. Roasted sweet peppers,
naturally,
with a beautifully melted mozzarella cheese, piled high, definitely a 3.749.
Still not coming up to the Guido standards.
It was knocking on its door, though. On Guido's door.
All right. Now, Lou, don't you think it's a stereotype to name it The Godfather?
Being politically correct.
It's a sandwich you couldn't refuse, eh, Lou?
That's correct.
Well, I always love the No Forks segment. You always come through, Lou. When are you going to get to that Vietnamese sandwich joint on Argyle and Broadway?
The Alley?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For next week, maybe.
Maybe next week, maybe not.
All right. Well, you ready for your question of the week, Lou?
I'm all ears, Commish.
All right. This is a bartending question because you're going to the Sovereign. Which drink will you never make despite the request, and why?
The Harvey Wallbanger.
And why will you not make the Harvey?
Banger? Don't even know her.
Give us that catchphrase out, Lou.
Have an outstanding week. Go Bears!
See you at the Sovereign, Lou.
Yep.
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Joke Explanation Service. When you need a joke explained, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou.